Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pancho Herrera. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Walters. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Robin Roberts. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn strikes out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera strikes out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walters. The throw from Tapp and he is out, Banks applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Roberts, and towards Taylor, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Dalrymple reaches second base with a double. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro takes first base on ball four. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi fields it and throws to third for the out. Amaro moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonzalez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer strikes out. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Herrera is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-1 in the game. Will hits a line drive into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dalrymple hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Will. Dalrymple reaches second base with a double. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Amaro hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dalrymple fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauschi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walters. Bauschi reaches second base with a double. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. It's 1-0, Phillies. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0 for 2 in the game. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Tapp hits a line drive into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Dalrymple is hit by the pitch. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Amaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dalrymple moves to second. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 2 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Phillies, 1, Cubs, 1. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Altman. The throw from Dalrymple and he is safe. Altman steals second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bauschi hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callison strikes out. There goes Gonzalez. The throw from Tapp to Banks, and Gonzalez is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmer takes first base on ball 4. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Tapp bunts towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. Zimmer moves to second. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobby strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zimmer scores. Ashburn moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 3 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Frank Thomas now playing left field. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0 for 3 in the game. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Mokmus pinch runs for Parncho Herrera. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Mokmus moves to second. Mark Freeman now pitching. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to third for the out. Morgan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's been hit by a pitch. Dalrymple hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-2, Phillies. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-3 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls now playing first base. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Phillies. Turk Farrell now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Banks reaches second base with a double. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bauschi hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Don Zimmer. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.